Well, I think the other thing is actually maybe, I know it's obvious, everybody wants to talk about what you do in the BRAF positive patient, which one do you use, which strategy do you use. But based on what you were talking about, I think also the issue of whether you do anything, you know, the lower risk patient, you know, I mean, PD-1's not a walk in the park necessarily, or BRAF.
Absolutely correct. We don't know really that all these patients should be getting adjuvant treatment at all. And the reason we don't know about that is because we don't have overall survival information. The adjuvant COMBI AD study with dabrafenib and trametinib did report some overall survival information, but it was not at the final analysis. So we can't really say statistically that overall survival was improved with adjuvant dabrafenib and trametinib. But for the PD-1s, we have no overall survival information in the adjuvant setting. So I think it's very justifiable to not use adjuvant treatment in some patients, especially those that are really low risk stage three, because we don't know if the survival is better by giving adjuvant treatment at the time of surgical resection or only treating the people that have recurrent melanoma in the metastatic setting. And some of the adjuvant PD-1 studies, namely the one testing pembrolizumab in the adjuvant setting, are being designed to test that question specifically. Do you treat people now after surgical resection of stage 3 melanoma? Or do you only treat the people that have a recurrence of melanoma in the metastatic setting? And is there that survival advantage overall for treating people in the adjuvant setting? That's still an open question. Until there's an overall survival benefit that's proven for any of these drugs, I don't think clinicians need to feel compelled to offer their patient. I think that they should offer their patient adjuvant and talk about the risks and benefits, but I don't think observation is absolutely wrong, especially for certain patients and particularly people with low risk profiles. I think many patients I tell, we should just follow you. I don't think you need these drugs in the adjuvant setting because your stage 3 risk profile is so favorable.
Well, again, this comes up all the time in other parts of oncology. I think people pretty much agree HER2-positive breast cancer, you add pertuzumab, you get about a 20% relative risk reduction in recurrence, no survival data yet, and you take the absolute risk that you're looking at, apply the 20%, you get a number, and yeah, maybe you don't know about survival, but turns out to be, you know, less than 5% absolute difference in recurrence, people, you know, at least you have that information. That's way different than 50-50 chance you'll avoid a recurrence.
Absolutely. And I think it's an interesting general fundamental philosophical question of how does a patient anticipate and feel about a difference in benefit versus how does a physician anticipate a difference in benefit? What numbers should we be quoting? We should be quoting relative risk reduction. Should we be quoting absolute risk reduction? Should we use something like number needed to treat? How many people do we need to subject to the toxicity of these drugs to have one less recurrence? These are important questions, and we haven't completely fleshed them out yet, especially in melanoma. These adjuvant data are really, really still early. We have follow-up, you know, less than 2 years in many of these cases. And so I think that's still such a short period of time to make some of these decisions. So we're really still grasping in the dark about who should we feel should get these different treatments. So I think it's really hard to be really dogmatic at this stage because the data ultimately could end up all over the place.